This is Bob Brunello. This is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Some Winnebago County residents will not be getting their property tax bills in the mail. They still have to pay the bill, but after an administrative delay with the Department of Revenue, the bills cannot be sent out. Residents can find out the amount they owe on the county's land records website. Anyone with questions about their 2023 property taxes should contact their town, village, or city treasurer. The Oshkosh Police Department will be participating in the Drive Sober High Visibility Enforcement Campaign from now through New Year's Eve. The Drive Sober campaign aims to keep people safe on the roads by eliminating the risk of impaired drivers. Also, congratulations to Oshkosh Police Officer Andy Lecker. He's graduated from the FBI National Academy. The Academy is considered one of the most prestigious training programs in the entire world. Another chamber ribbon cutting, this one going on today at the new Panda Express. Page 2, UW Oshkosh is making some progress in its effort to reduce its budget deficit. Chancellor Andy Leavitt says the university has cut $15 million of the $18 million deficit. The school will still have to lay off employees coming up next month. The Oshkosh Fire Department has identified a 69-year-old man killed in a house fire last week. He was Lawrence Ames. The fire on Ashland Street remains under investigation at this time. City Manager Mark Roloff says he'll meet later this week with an organization representative interested in applying for the city's remaining funds from the American Rescue Plan Act. As I told you last week, Oshkosh School's paraprofessionals are asking for a $3 an hour raise. Now, in addition to that, they're also asking for safer working conditions. The paraprofessionals say some of them have been abused by students. And the Crossroads 41 has announced more acts for its August concert, including them Dirty Roses, the Turnpike Troubadours, Larry Fleet, and Nico Moon. Turning to sports and boys basketball, Oshkosh North tonight is at Madison East, and Lourdes Academy goes out to Winnicottie to take on the Wolves. Last night, Oshkosh West beat Menasha 57-49. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're back again later this week on the Chamber website. Always brought to you by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.